when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you for so much for holding out. And I would like to thank, first and foremost, Miss Teenage America, a.k.a. Miss Lizzie, a.k.a. Miss Prime Princess. I'd like to thank her for coming out and making this program go. When I'm too far away from the mic, she lets me know. When I forget to mention the donor, she lets me know. She is just a jewel. I wouldn't trade her for all the tea in China. I'd also like to thank Jason again for coming out. And Ben, because I tell you what, we had a bunch of people cancel out the last minute. I haven't been all the way atop of my game yet. I'm not making excuses. I'm waiting down off these heavy-duty dangerous drugs. My head, even when it's at best, it's not that great. But the things are still kind of fuzzy. But hey, in a couple of weeks, I'll be back, hopefully 100%. But anyway, I'd like to thank them for coming on. I really would. And with that, I'd like to just, I couldn't find the articles I was looking at, people, the American Free Press, but I was trying to go from memory, just hit the high points, and we'll go back to our guys. I see where it's always used all the time. And you know what, people, like I said earlier in the program, the first hour, they're not just satisfied, they being the Jew. The Jew being what they are, Biscuit down in the swamps of Florida. I think he nailed it right. The Jews, they are the officer corps that the devil uses here on earth. And I will weave back over this scripture out, but we'll go back to it. This may be a little rabbit trail, but it's going to make a point. Don't believe what the sainted Adrian Rogers was. He was like the Pope of the Southern Baptist Church here in Memphis years ago. He started out downtown, the old Bellevue Baptist Church. Then they got a lot of money. They moved out east of me. It's a gigantic church, absolutely gigantic. I've been trying to go there to get an audience for the Liberty Sailors to speak at this Bellevue Baptist Church. I hear you laughing. I hear you laughing out loud. I've been trying to get them to invite one or two of the USS Liberty Sailors to come speak to them. And even maybe show that great movie, Sacrifice of Liberty. That's one thing I wanted to announce. And I would like to ask you people, the USS Liberty sailors, they're in bad shape right now. They're catching a lot of heat. They've been beat up big time in the press, in the streets, social media. They're having trouble. If you would, go in to USS Liberty. Their website wouldn't be hard to find. I'll see if I can get it before I forget. If you forget, if you can't find it, I'll get them. I'll get it on. If you go to Eddie at BloodRiverRadio.com, send me an email. You can go into Blood River Radio, and I'll get it to you. But if you will communicate with them, if nothing else, join, send them some money, send them a letter, a note of encouragement, because they really need that right now. They're suffering bad. They've got some physical diseases. They've got some leftover psychological garbage, you know, from that bombing and stuff, and actual brain injuries. Also, before I forget, before I go to that article I was talking about, Jason, if you will, little son, give the website for the Knights Council. How can people join the Klan? How can they support you money-wise, any way possible? What can they tell the people what they can do? How can they join up, send money, and support you and your organization?
The easy part is they can just type in kkknationaloffice.com. That's the easiest place. That's just get on the internet. Type in kkknationaloffice.com. They can also go to, we have several different websites, but that's our office, national office for the Knights. They can go to altrighttv.com as well. And then our phone number is 870-427-3414. But all that information is on our internet. That's kkknationaloffice.com. We are having our National Klan Congress coming up on Labor Day weekend, which I believe it's the 29th, 30th, and 31st. We start Friday around 3, 4 o'clock, and then we end and conclude on Sunday evening at the end of the cross lighting. And so it's open to anybody. You obviously have to be a white person of good moral character to attend. You don't have to be a member of the Knights. Just let us know if you'd like to attend, but it's a family-friendly event. We have a lot of families there that attend, obviously, and it's out on a private grounds in northwest Arkansas. It's about 30 miles south of Branson, Missouri. And so it's a nice secluded area. We have modern facilities, foods provided. It doesn't cost anything to attend. And so it's a great time for white people to attend and just to network with other people and to gather, you know, the strength and to go back to their neighborhoods and to get re-energized. And so that's how you can, if you want to attend, you can do that. Let us know. But, yeah, just go on that website, and it'll be a great time and to attend the event. We do have brochures, and we have flyers, and other things that you can get on the Internet, the website. And we have one. We just finished a flyer that we just got printed. And I sent you a text on that, Eddie, and Ben, I'll send that to you as well. But it's a flyer talking about the immigration issues and why immigration is not a good thing for America, and everything from crime to birth rates to the environment to wage stagnation, wealth inequality, wealth remittances, housing supply, gerrymandering, polarization, and immigration weapon. So those are some of the hot topics that we have discussed in our flyer, and it's titled, Why Would You Ever Want More Immigrants? And so, anyway, it just got off the press just this past week, and we have that available, and we're going to be sending that out to everybody. And so, Ben, make sure you let me know so we can send some to you as well.
Send me some extra copies if you wouldn't mind.
Yes, definitely. We'll definitely do that.
Ben, you're going to be there, too. At the. I'm going to tell you something else. You mentioned the cross lighting. People, I never went to a cross lighting in my life. I always wanted to. I'm going to say it was maybe, I don't know, 6 years ago. One of my precious little co-hosts, we went to Charlottesville together, Matt Goodwin. And we went over there. I think it was the 1 year before Lee Cochran, rest his soul. He's gone now. He used to be one of us, one of our co-hosts, and he helped us with money. He's dead, bless his heart. But we went over there, and what I can say, people, I've never been to a cross lighting. I wanted to go. But I'm going to tell you flat out, there is something in this thing about bloodline, blood and soil. I can't explain it, but I'm going to tell you what. If you have one chromosome in your body, if you have two blood cells that are rubbing together in your body that are white, if you're a white man, and you go to a cross lighting, I challenge you to tell me that doesn't arouse something deep into your bone marrow. I've been there, and it does. There's nothing like it. It's holy to me. It was holy. I felt like I was on holy ground. It was just the people, you're together with these people. You're fused and bonded with these people closer than anybody you've ever been to with, probably closer than a lot of your own relatives you feel that hate your guts because I know we will take Monica Schaefer. This is not a rabbit trail. Now, Monica Schaefer has friends. She has family in Germany that can't stand her because they say she's a hater. And Germany was bad. Now Germany's good. They want to make Germany bad again. But it will arouse. It will let you know if you want. I mean, it's a white man's thing. It's a Christian thing. I could not encourage you more highly to go there. Jason, now I know there's the cabins, some of them have cabins for men, cabins for the women. It's on a limited basis. Jason,
we have a men's cabin and we have a women's cabin. So it's kind of a first come, first serve basis. So they just need to let us know if they want to stay in one of the cabins. They could pitch a tent. They can bring an RV. We don't have water hookups if you bring an RV, but we do have a place, you know, where people can bring their RVs and fifth wheels if they want to do that. But it's a great event. It's out, you know, in the woods. We have a center there. It's indoor. We have a dining hall, and then they can also see, you know, the new building that we've been working on, the Christian Revival Research and Development Center. We are hoping to have the museum part of that finished.
Yes, yes.
We have a lot of great artifacts of racial organizations and leaders in the past, and it's things all the way from George Lincoln Rockwell's printing press, or his original printing press, one of his original books that was printed on that printing press. We are hoping to obtain the sword of
we have to go to a quick break, Jason. We're about to run out of time. We got to get quick. We'll come right back. As soon as we come back, I can ask you a question about that. We'll come back. Be right back, people.
I'm Michael Hill, president of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Dear Blood Radio family, thank you for hanging on. This hour is going by so fast. I just got another text in from our man on the ground, but he's not in Chicago, but he said it looks like things are getting really out of control in Chicago. I don't know, but people, I'm just gonna say this right here. I think that we're probably, hopefully, I hope I'm wrong. It looks like we're ending the cold rebellion and entering to a hot rebellion against everything we've been talking about, everything that we hold dear. We being me, Ben, Jason, everybody, the Blood River Radio family, everything we hold dear, white Christianity, a white Christian society, is coming unraveled. There's never been a more brilliant display of why we need an ethno-state. And I'm going to end this right here, because we'll go back to Jason and talk about the museum up in Harrison. But we're going to have to, and there's no way, I can't see a way. I know when I was the League of the South, we talked about the South, the Dixie, we're going to have a free, independent South. I don't see any way in the world you could have a free, independent South with the rest of these here United States being controlled by communists, because they will not let you have a free, independent South. We're going to have to retake this entire country, every square foot, every inch, and we're going to have to do it one way or the other. And it's going to be, like I said, it's going to be the other. There's only one way. And you all know what that is. It's going to be we the people, just like the brown shirts did in Germany. Even they were, and they worked for about 7 years until they were finally just overwhelmed by the entire weight of the entire world. But people, I would, if we had time, I would get Ben to talk about maybe the last couple minutes of the show. Ben can tell you, will go along to tell you how to prepare. It takes just, it's not just bullets. You got to have beans, Band-Aids, bacon, and boots. To survive, you know, it takes all that to survive. You can't just say, oh, I can hit a fly at 100 yards. You know, you got to have medicine. You got to have food. You got to be able to take care of each other. With that, we'll get there. If we run out of time, we'll talk about it next week. If there is a next week. But, Jason, back to you. Tell us some more before we go on with the news and everything melting down around us. Tell us some more about this bright spot tonight in the program is what's going on over there in Zinc. A brand new, it's just a beautiful, beautiful building. It reminds me of an old Southern mansion, but it's brand new. There's classrooms. Well, Jason, I'm not going to tell about it. You tell about it, about the classrooms for the children, the museum, the library, et cetera, et cetera. Go ahead, Jason.
So it's called the Crystal Revival Research and Development Center, but it's a two-story building. Within that building, right now is a museum. We're starting to call it the Januseum, and the reason we're calling it the Januseum is from the word Janus. And so Janus was a Greek god who could look in the future and also look in the past. And so we're kind of been calling it the Januseum because of the fact that within this Januseum we have artifacts of white racial organizations and leaders in the past. And from George Lincoln Rockwell, we have his original printing press that printed This Time the World. We have an original book from him. We have artifacts from not only the Knights Party, but from Aryan Nations. We have Gerald L. K. Smith, who built the Christ of the Ozarks. So we have and just various other organizations, obviously with the Knights, but other white racial organizations. And so we have that. And the reason we have that, and we've been working on this, and my dad's been collecting that for over 40 to 50 years, and we've had other people who's been donating things. And we it's designed because we want people to be able to come to a building, be able to go into that building and see that there has been organizations that has been maybe no longer in existence, but there has been organizations that has been fighting for white Christianity for 40, 50, 60 years. And so something tangible that people can look, they can see, and it helped to stir that racial pride within them. And so we have this, what we're calling Januseum, that is from the Greek god Janus, that could see in the future, but also could look in the past. And so we want people to connect from their past, but also know that there is a bright future for them as well. And within that, we have a library that we are eventually going to be building. We have classrooms. And this is all designed to help our future generation, our young people, to be able to come to the Christian Revival Research and Development Center, be able to be trained, to be able to understand the movement, the white racial movement for the last 50, 60 years, properly trained as far as educating themselves, and go back to their local communities and help to spread this, what we call a white Christian revival. And so that is the design of this center that we have on at the Christian Revival Research and Development Center on the grounds there. It's at private grounds, and we've been holding meetings here for over 35 years now. And so it's designed for families. But it's really for the next generation, and we believe that we are in a unique situation in order to help inspire the next generation. And so that's what the purpose of that and is designed for. And my dad, Thomas Robbins, is the National Director of the Knights, have been collecting these artifacts for over, like I said, 35, 40 years. Ben has actually is donating his jacket and some other artifacts mm-hmm. that he participated back in Louisiana and New Orleans when they were trying to turn down take away the Robert E. Lee's statue and other artifacts down there. And so it's just something tangible that we want people to, when they come through this museum, they can see the struggle of our people for over 35, 40, 50 years in the racial movement, and then properly trained to go back to their communities and help awaken our people. And that is the mm-hmm. purpose of this museum. And so we're really proud of it. We're really honored of all the people that has really got behind us in order to develop this center. And so I think we're in a unique situation here in the Ozarks to do that. And so that's, you know, that's the kind of purpose of this museum. And again, within this museum, we have classrooms, instructions that we're going to be having. It's been an agenda that we've been working on, you know, for 35, 40 years at least. We've been collecting artifacts, and people's been getting behind us on donating. And so this is something that, you know, we've been, again, literally been working on most of my life. I can say that.
That's incredible.
That jacket I have, it came. I got the jacket from an old thrift shop in Indiana and put some patches on it. I wore it proudly at New Orleans. Several small protests between Indianapolis all the way down to Charlottesville. And I need to remember to bring that to you, Jason.
Yeah,
I will proudly have that up there for you guys.
Yeah, and that's great. And that's, you know, that's a purpose, because, you know, there we have so many young people that comes in this racial organization and other groups, and we want them to be able to see that there's been other people before them that have, you know, fought for this you know, racial battle that we're involved in, you know, to awaken our people. And what else can better, when people can tangibly see and they can feel of other people in the past that has worked for their future. And so,
yeah,
you know, this is something, you know, my mom and dad have been working on since they were in their early 20s. I've been collecting items.
Wow.
And, you know, and other people have been donating stuff. And so, you know, we got from, you know, stuff not only from Klan stuff, from National Socialist organizations, from Christian Identity organizations, just things that people can just really, is tangible, that they can put their hands on and feel and read about. And so, I mean, because we're all into this, all in this together, to yeah. really preserve our people and our Christian religion and our kinfolk. And so this is something that has been a lifelong dream for my parents, and we've been put in a position where we've been able to do that. There's not too many places in the United States anymore where racial, political people can go to a ground, actually go to the ground to have a meeting without being terrorized by your communist organizations or trying to be shut down from your local city officials. And so this has been a lifelong dream by my parents, Thomas, Merrill, Rob. They've been doing this for over 35, 40 years, and they've been building this campground that we have. We have a center here. We have dorms, cabins. We have our national office of the Knights Party here. And of course, in building this two-story Christian Revival Research Development Center. It's a very impressive site. And so
we're going to a break, but there's a nice modern city. Easy drive. If you don't want to stay in the cabins there, I would encourage people to go to Harrison, Arkansas Hotel and get your reservations ahead of time. Save you some money, because September will be here before you know it. We got to go to the bottom of the hour. Wait, I'll be right back.
How would you like to help this program reach more people and earn silver at the same time? Call or text 801-669-2211 for complete details.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Iran once again firing missiles into Israel overnight. Reports indicating some U.S. troops have been helping the Israelis to shoot those missiles out of the sky. And Israel issuing a new warning to Tehran.
Israel's defense minister has warned Iran that, quote, Tehran will burn, unquote, if it continues firing missiles. Speaking after an assessment meeting with the Army's chief of staff, Defense Minister Israel Katz said Iran will pay a heavy price for harming Israeli citizens. His comments come after Iran launched retaliatory strikes on Israel overnight Saturday, following Israel's attack on Iran's nuclear program Friday morning. Iran's UN ambassador said 78 people were killed and more than 320 wounded in the attacks. Ron Taylor reporting.
Also, a townhall.com legal analyst, Mark Weaver, says Israel deserves to defend itself from Iran and all other aggressors in the region.
Yeah, Israel is our greatest ally in the Middle East. It deserves the ability to protect itself. Let's remember, Iran only has gotten this far because Barack Obama signed that nuclear Iranian deal, which gave them the ability to make nuclear weapons. So good on Israel, our ally, and I hope Americans will support and pray for our friends in Israel during this very difficult time.
Minnesota law enforcement officers continue searching for the suspected gunman who shot and killed former House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband. A second lawmaker and his wife were shot and wounded. A 57-year-old suspect identified as Vance Bolter is still at large. Massive military parade about to begin in Washington, D.C., celebrating the 250th anniversary of the Army and President Trump's 79th birthday today. Tanks, aircraft, thousands of soldiers, and much more set to step off from the Lincoln Memorial. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Summer is all about making great memories. Boy, I love getting out on the boat. I admit that one of my little joys in life is to get on a boat and ride around on Tampa Bay. But if you're living with pain, those future memories can be stolen from you. Here's a thought. Try Relief Factor. Let's see if we can get you out of pain. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement designed to help your body fight pain. It's a doctor-developed formula made of natural ingredients. The best part of all, Relief Factor never masks the pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it for good. Whether it's doing what I do, whether it's kayaking on a lake, running around with the little ones, or just chilling in the hammock with a good book, Relief Factor can help you feel better, move better, and do more of the things you love all summer long. So if you're ready to reclaim your summer and make some amazing memories, head over to relieffactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Do it now and get their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That number again, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
Bypass the mainstream narrative with Liberty News Radio at libertynewsradio.com. Engage with charismatic hosts live or on demand. We cover the crucial news focused on God, family, and country. News that other networks simply refuse to use. Think of LNR's hard-hitting news and podcasts at your fingertips anytime, anywhere. Join us at libertynewsradio.com. Empower your day with the truth, because the truth will set you free. libertynewsradio.com.
Introducing managed IT services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with managed IT services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Hey, this is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help. And thank you for joining the fight.
I'll tell you one thing that every good soldier knows. The only thing that counts in the end is power. Naked, merciless force!
Dear Blood Drip Radio family, I hope if you don't listen to any of the clips, that's one of the two I really like. That one with the gorilla and Planet of the Apes. Now, it seems funny, but he's telling you right. The gorilla, I can't remember his name, the big gorilla general, he was the head of the ape army in Planet of the Apes, and he said it, that every good soldier knows, any good soldier knows, that in the end, the only thing that matters is raw, merciless force and power. You heard me say this 1,000 times. I'm just this old Tennessee redneck, but I firmly believe this. George Washington said it. I was trying to paraphrase what he said. In matter, he said that government, like fire, makes a dangerous servant and a cruel master. Therefore, in matters of politics, speak to me not of confidence in men. Instead, let's bind them with the chains of a constitution. At least they commit mischief. But I would say to dear George Washington, this constitution, it's only like Bush second, sorry SOB he was right. It's just a mere piece of paper, can't defend itself. And I gotta make this brief. Mao Zedong said it much more eloquently. Concisely than George Washington. He said that all political power comes at the end of a gun barrel. So the gorilla was right. In the end, people, you're going to have to defend yourself. You're going to have your own beans, band-aids, bacons, and bullets. You're not going to be able to depend on the law. I'm afraid if it comes to it, and it probably will because it always has. All right, before I get off that little tangent, before we go to more hot news, Jason, you really got me interested. Before we go on to the hot news, I hope I'm not throwing you off too much, but tell us some more. You just said something that really kept my mind burning to hear more about letters of Ralph Forbes to George Lincoln Rockwell and these artifacts that y'all have got. That's what we need to see. God, I would love to be able to read those. Tell us a little bit more about that, Jason, if you don't mind, before we go on to the other hot news.
Sure. So within these artifacts that we have at the museum, one of the artifacts we have is George Lincoln Rockwell's original printing press that he printed This Time the World, and we also have an original book that was printed on that printing press from George Lincoln Rockwell. And George, if people are not aware who he was, he was back in the 60s, so we're going long time ago. So he was in the Air Force or the Navy, and he had the American National Socialist Party, and so this was George Lincoln Rockwell out in Virginia, and one of his commanding officers of the racial organization was Ralph Forbes of California. And so and Ralph Forbes passed away several years ago, but he was a minister in Arkansas who then moved his family to Arkansas, and he was a very close friend of ours, and he was a Christian identity minister. And so anyway, he gave us original letters between him and George Lincoln Rockwell, and it's probably about 3 or 4 inches thick. Just communications between those two of their activities in California, what they're planning on doing. And so we have these original artifacts that he gave us. And so we're going to digitalize that. We're going to make copies of those so people can read these correspondence. And it's really interesting, just correspondence of maybe their activities that they're going to be doing in California, maybe in Virginia. And this is going back all the way to the 60s. And so these are just one of the things that we are wanting. So when people, you know, come to the Ozarks and they come to our meetings and they can go through this museum, they can see something that original artifacts, and the whole idea of all this is showing that people did not just get involved in the racial movement 5 years ago or 10 years ago. People's been involved in the racial movement since the 60s, since the 50s, since the 40s. And we want people to see that there's been men and women that's been fighting for race and nation for a very long time. So often people get involved in the racial movement and they think, well, it just started when they get involved. No, there's been people that you've never heard of that's been involved for decades and decades and decades. And we want people to be proud of who they are, that there's been men and women that's been fighting for this nation and for blood and soil for many, many years. And we want them to be able to see something and stir, you know, in their blood and soil that there's men and women that's been fighting for a very long time, and they have something worth fighting for, and it helps to connect for our people in the past and really to connect, you know, for the future generation. And so that's just one of the things of we have that's in the museum that we're having. So we got many more things going on in the museum that we're having just besides that. But that is just one of the things that we have between Ralph Forbes, who was the commanding officer of the National Socialist Party in California, and George Lincoln Rockwell in Virginia. So we have their own personal correspondence of their activities, what their thoughts were at that time, and it's about 3 or 4 inches thick. I mean, it's very, very awesome to see that, but we're wanting to digitalize that and have that available so people can see those communications. It's really something to worth preserving. We want our future generation to know that there's been men and women,
yes,
fighting for this cause for decades and decades and decades.
Amen.
Yes.
Yeah,
and I would like to add, I'm just going to add one thing, and then we'll go over to Ben. Go to you, Ben. I can highly recommend the book if you can still get it. I know Biscuit sent me a copy of it. It's White Power by George Lincoln Rockwell. The guy was really amazing. No one loved his own white race more than George Lincoln Rockwell. And he talked about it in there. It just gave me shivers because I see it when he talked about when it hits the fan, all that. He was talking about in this white power what you see today going on in the streets, Ben and Jason, a massive breakdown of law and order, just savages, communists, non-whites challenging they're not challenging really deportation, law and order. They hate white people. This is a rebellion against white people in the country right here. Make no mistake about it. They're not never give a damn about being deported and all this crap. It is a beginning. They hate white people. They hate a white government. George Lincoln Rockwell spoke about that. And he talked about this young lady, beautiful young lady in the book, kind of like this is a story. The National Guard, the Army was coming down in their armored personnel carriers and tanks, what have you, to their rescue. And this great, big, humongous black first sergeant gets out grinning and tells her, you know, honey, we've come to get you. With the military, we've turned on our commanders. We turned on you people. We're taking this country. Something like that. It's the most chilling thing you could ever want to read, but it's coming true right in front of our eyes in living color. And if we, the people, do not stop that, it's exactly what's going to happen. But George Lincoln Rockwell talked about that. Ben, go ahead. Back to you, Ben, son.
Well, what I was just going to say was, say what Jason was saying about, you know, the decades and decades of people that have gone before us in our movement. And the truth be told is, as long as there's been white Christian Israelites, we have been fighting. All the way,
yes,
back to the days of Noah and Adam, coming forward. You know, as long as the white Christian man has been alive, there has been a fight. So, you know, you can't stand here and say, oh, I feel like I just joined the movement. This movement's thousands of years old. You know, yeah, the Klan started in 1865. That's a mere moment in the history of the white man's history. And I just want to say that because, you know, people don't remember, or they forget to remember how long we've been here. And this isn't a new problem. This is a problem we've been fighting since the Crusades, since Christ, and further back, all the way back to Sodom and Gomorrah and the flood.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's so true. And And that's the thing is we are fighting against, I mean, an evil force, and they literally want to genocide our people out. And listeners out there, they need to understand that. It's not just a war like, okay, you know, North or the South or no. Germany against America. It's literally a racial war. They want to literally destroy and genocide the white people. And exactly. That is something that's been going on since the beginning of time. And the first thing, you know, people have to realize, the average white people out there have to realize, you know, because so often people will say, what can I do? Well, first thing you got to do is you got to understand that you have something worth preserving for. Love your people, love your Christianity, and that's something worth to fight for, and that's what they need to be thinking at the very beginning.
And with that, we're taking our last break of the second hour. Can't believe it's out of time. We got about 12 more minutes left in the second hour. And so we'll be right back, folks, after this last break of the second hour. So hang on your seats. Don't go there, Paul.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard-right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
I gave you power, huh? Let me tell you something, boy. If I did give you power, you got nothing. Nobody gives you power. Real power is something you take.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for hanging out. We have covered a lot tonight. I wish we had time. We'll have to get Ben and Michael Tubbs back on again sometime. Michael Tubbs was a former Ranger trainer, I think a Green Beret, been all over the country, a weapons expert. He gave several years ago, we had a class on preparation, how to catch food, weapons catches, new evasion, evading forces, detection of the enemy, for all kind of stuff like that, semi-advanced stuff on how to survive, in the breakdown of society. But Ben also has some training there, I think. Ben, if I'm not mistaken, aren't you in paramedic or something like that, the fire department?
I'm a basic first responder, which isn't much to brag on in the state of Tennessee. Pretty much I can keep somebody alive long enough for a paramedic to get there. But I'm a very proud member of a local fire department. And as I've said before, you know, I highly encourage everyone to get involved, because not only do you build a good network with your community through a fire department, but you can take advantage of free, and I emphasize free, training that the state will give you to have the necessities all the way up to paramedic, or advanced paramedic, you know, whatever you want. If you get in and you are dedicated to your department, they will train you. And those are, once you're trained, they can't, they might take the credentials, but they can't take the knowledge.
Now, is this a volunteer fire department they'll do that for, or does it have to be like So if you, so if a person, especially a young person, if you want to get in, do they have to, do you have to join, be a regular, well, I mean, so if you want to go in there to get all that training, I know this is way off of what I intended to talk about, but this is vital. People, our people need to know how to do this stuff. What would they do to learn how to be a first responder, and even better yet, to get the paramedic training? For instance, if somebody was going into VTAC, what drugs they would use to start with, et cetera. What would they do, like maybe how to use an Ambu bag? I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but tell us a little bit about that, if you will, Ben.
Okay, so just to start off with a basic 101 on it. First off, find out who your local fire department is. Particularly your volunteer fire department. You go down to your local volunteer fire department, you get in contact with the chief, you say, hey, I've got interest in joining. Don't walk in there and say, I'm a proud white power Nazi, blah, blah, blah. No, you got to keep your head low.
No.
You got to keep your head low. Because with HIPAA laws, you are required, whether you like it or not, to help anyone and everyone. And I don't care what you think about what I say on this, you cannot legally go, oh, they're black, and walk out of their house. You will get sued, and the Jew will win.
Jews always win.
So, that being said, go to your local fire departments. Talk to your fire chief. Say, hey, look, I want to be involved. I want to help my community. In my particular fire department, you have to be voted on by every single member of the fire department.
Oh, wow.
So if you walk in, yeah, so in my district, we have, I want to say about 12 members in my particular district. It's just like walking in a motorcycle club or anything. You have to pass the vibe check with everybody just to get on the department, because we don't want rotten apples in our department. So you go in there, you got to make sure you portray yourself as a good dude. Don't come in looking like a piece of shit. Now, I say that respectfully, but you got to be professional. Once you get on, where I'm at, my particular department here in Tennessee, you have to be on your fire department at least a year before you can take anything past CPR and basic first aid. So the first thing they're going to do is, once you get on, you'll go through a probationary period. It's about a year. You'll get your 16-hour fire training. You'll get your 64-hour fire training, your CPR, your Vanessa K. Freed, and your EVA. After you pass all, you go through all that stuff, and most of it, I mean, it's easy. It's stupid easy. A retard could do it. Once you get through all that stuff and you've been on the department a year and you get past your probationary stuff and you're in good standing, you go, hey, fire chief, I want to learn how to do underwater recovery. He goes, cool, we'll send you down to the county seat and get you trained for dive team recovery. I want to, you know, get my EMT training. Cool, here's the EMT class. This is when we're having it. It's going to be grueling. EMT class is not easy. And you go through that. A lot of times you get through your EMT class, if you're good enough, the ambulance service is going to come up to you and say, hey, would you like a full-time job? And from there, I mean, they'll offer you training. If you're good at it and you're willing to go through the classes, they'll give you everything you want to take. Being in a fire department is just like being in any organization, whether it be a Masonic Lodge, the Klan, or a bike club. You got to be loyal to your people. You got to, you know, if you say you're going to be there, be there. We do fundraisers about every 2 months. We have meetings once a month. And you know, we all pitch in. We all help each other out. It's a brotherhood. It's not just a job. And, you know, it goes a long way. You may have people on the fire department you can't stand. But you know what you do? You pat them on the back, and you see them next month. You know,
my thing then is getting our people, you know, prepped up where you can be self-sufficient. If the government does break down any time at all.
Just for a quick example, my paramedic buddy, who's our main paramedic for our district, he's going to deliver our baby here in August.
Oh.
We aren't going to the hospital. We've got two paramedics. They're coming to my house. We're set up. We're ready. We're doing home delivery. Screw the government.
Wow. Now, what are you going to do about pain management, my friend?
Yeah.
Wait, that's a story. That's another story right there. Well, listen.
You don't have to worry about that.
Before we close out, God, we've only got about 3 minutes left. You know, and I guess it's my fault. I got so interested in other stuff we were talking about. But, Jason, what are we going to do? I guess what are we going to say? What about these riots that are going on? I know you don't have a crystal ball. Are they going to get worse before they get better? Or are they going to get better? Are we seeing the beginning of the end? Am I being too negative? I mean, where are we in this?
We've been talking about what's called balkanization for 20, 30 years. We're starting calling it localism. Basically, what you're seeing is all these major cities are non-white third world countries, and it's going to get worse. But I think what's also going to happen is you're going to start seeing, and I think you're seeing it now, under Trump, however people like him or not, you're starting seeing people start doing localism. They're starting being more involved and active in their local areas. People are realizing that with more, as America becomes a third world country, people are having a tendency to move into your white areas around their kinfolk. And what you're going to start seeing is you're going to see, you know, a modern-day balkanization where you're going to see a gathering of more white people in their areas. They're going to start thinking localism. And these major cities, I mean, you live in one of them in Memphis, Memphica, and it's
get that right.
Basically non-white. It's a non-white zone. And you're seeing that all across the United States. So people have a tendency to move into your rural areas around their own kinfolk. And I think that's what we are witnessing and seeing in the last, several years. And from our standpoint, that's something is a positive thing. That's something we can take a hold of. We have more influence in our local communities to help galvanize our people and think more racial politics. And that's what we're preaching on, and that's what we've been advocating for many, many years.
I agree.
I'll tell you, I'm just wondering, unless it's, like I said, I keep going back to this, it's up to we the people, up to we the white people, whether the destiny of this country is in our hands. How many people like us there is, I don't know, in our white people, but the solution, and I'll put this out there, the solution to regaining it, if we can regain this country, is keep it from being, just like Jason, just like you said, from being a completely balkanized country. I don't know how long we could survive in this nation as a balkanized. I don't know how long white people could survive in a I can't believe that's the music right there. I've run out of time. Maybe dear Jason, I didn't get to say what I want to then. I guess people are saying hot dog. But anyway, thank you so much, Jason. Thank you so much, Ben, for coming on. We've got to transition into the third hour and pick up Gene, the bitter ender Andrews. He's going to come on with Nathan Bedford Forrest's greatest victory. But thank you guys again for coming on. Thank you so much. I just wish we had about 10 to 15 more minutes. But people do, but both of the Radio family, go get you some coffee. This is going to be a long break. We're bringing in the bitter ender, the third hour.